and a miswak, applying surma, cutting the nails, trimming the moustache, removing of the underarm hair, shaving of the hair of the head, making salam after salah, eating, drinking, shaking hands. Shaking hands, what it means? You've got a few people that came to meet you. Which side should you start? Start with the person on the left, start with the person in the middle, start with the person on the right. So you give preference to the right, start on the right-hand side. So shaking hands, making istilam of the Hajar al-Aswad, in other words, from the right-hand side, person giving preference to the person coming out of the toilet, receiving, giving, etc., and the desirability of giving preference to the left. Now, when do you give preference to the left? Here we told for all good things, things of honor, give preference to the right. And here there is, sometimes preference is given to the left. When it's things of, not so much of honor. So giving preference to the left for undesirable actions, such as cleaning the nose. Now, which hand we'll use? We'll use the left hand. Spitting, a person wants to spit, spits on the left hand side. As we explained, a person doesn't spit in the direction of the Qibla. Entering the toilet, nor does he spit directly in front of him. Wind is coming, it will hit him again. So therefore a person has to be careful, spit on the left hand side. Look what refinement Islam has taught us. All these things we have been taught. Entering the toilet, left foot. Emerging from the masjid, person is coming out from a person, place of honor to a place of less honor. So he leaves with the left foot. Removing the socks, the leather socks, removing the shoes, removing trousers. Yeah, although this chapter is speaking of leather socks, even our normal socks, when removing it, we take out the left. Easy way to remember, as far as clothing is concerned, any item of clothing, where there is a right and a left to be worn, and what we do is we always start for wearing, we start on the right, and removing, left. So similarly, now when we're going to our shoes, we are thinking we are wearing our shoes, but when we start, when we're wearing it, we start with the right. This seems like small things, but these are very great actions. As we explained yesterday, the mustahabbat, the adab, the etiquette, etc., they are the things that form the first level of protection for a person's iman. When he has that first level of protection, like our house, the outside gate, the gate that comes into our property, that is the outside, the first entry level of protection we have for our house. It's like a person who doesn't have an outside gate, or his outside gate is broken, is not closing, will be able to sleep comfortably at night. He won't sleep comfortably at night, he'll feel that somebody can come into my yard. Like that, if we cut out the simple mustahab acts, the simple acts of etiquette in adab, it's as though we're leaving that first fortress that Allah Ta'ala has given us, that first gate, that first security system open for shaitan to attack us. So anyway, moving on with this chapter, emerging from the masjid, removing the socks, shoes, trousers and clothing, purification after relieving oneself. Other instinja, when we're cleaning ourselves in the toilet, using the left hand, cleaning dirty objects, etc. Person is cleaning something dirty, he uses his left hand. Look at the high level of hygiene Islam has taught us, that when we're eating, we're using the right hand, we're drinking, we're using the right hand, clean things, we're using the right hand, dirty things, we're using the left hand. Which other deen has taught people such level of refinement, like how Islam has taught? Therefore we must be so happy, Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to be Muslims, that every single thing has been taught to us, to such an extent that even when we're wearing our clothes, removing our clothes, using the toilet, cleaning ourselves, cleaning dirty items, which hand to use and which hand not to use. So this is an extra, from a hygiene perspective also, an extra level of cleanliness, that this hand is only used for clean things, that's why it goes into the mouth. This hand is used for clean things, therefore it is used to hold the Quran Sharif. This hand is used for clean things, therefore we'll use it for anything that is clean and honorable. This is used for those things that are not clean, those things that are dirty, those things that are impure. So therefore we will use it for those things that are less honorable, to show honor, to show etiquette, and to show respect. Islam has given this type of preference, even in the right-hand side and the left-hand side. Now, as we know, is when muhaddiseen, they bring a topic, they bring a certain chapter, they'll mention the chapter. So this, what we read now, was just the name of the chapter. Desirability of using the right in all these things, desirability of using the left in all these things, that was just the heading of the chapter. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings proof from the Quran. Today we'll just do two short ayat. Proof from the Quran that this, what I am saying, is proven from the Quran and proven from the Mubarak life, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak means the blessed life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول ها أمقرأ كتابيه. In Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah Ta'ala says, as for the one who receives his book of deed in his right hand, he will call out, come and read my record. Book of deed received in the right hand means the person has passed on that day, on the day of judgment. Person has got his book of deed, he received it in his right hand. Specifically, the ayat is saying, فَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. That person that has got his book of deeds in his right hand. Who? The successful person. So even on that day also, the right hand will be used for good, for all things of honor, for receiving the good book of deeds in the right hand. And then the second part of this ayat, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. A person who will scream in enjoyment, in ecstasy. Person that passes his matric, how happy he is. Person gets through his board exams, how happy he is. Person gets through some big exam, he becomes an alim, he passes the exam, he's so excited. Can there be a bigger exam than passing and going into Jannah? It's the biggest exam, biggest test, biggest results a person can get is on that day. So he'll receive his report, so to speak. His book of deed is his report. He'll receive his report in his right hand and he'll scream out in enjoyment and ecstasy. Ha umuqra'u kitabiyah, come and read my report. Tell everyone, come and read my report. I passed, like I got good symbols. How a person is so excited in this world, on that day that ecstasy will know no bounds. Read this report of mine. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. I knew that this day is coming. Therefore all the good things I did it was for this day when I'm going to receive my report. So the ayat goes on to explain ecstasy, the enjoyment that the person then will go through on that particular day. But why Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this ayat? To show which hand, even on the day of Qiyamah, a person will receive his book of deeds of good, the ones that he has passed. The next ayat, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah is speaking about those people that are the people of good, the people of excellence. Those people that have done excellent, Allah Ta'ala has referred to them. And so the people of the right, how excellent are the people of the right. How excellent are the people of the right. And speaking about those evildoers, those people that have done wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, those that are destined for Jahannam, and the people of the left, how wretched are the people of the left. Even on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be separated. People will be separated to the right, and people will be separated to the left. Honorable will be on the right, and people of dishonor will be on the left. So here we learn that even in this world and even in the year after, this right and left is something that we should be given thought to. Again, what we learn in our deen, in our Islam, is that thought is given to everything. We don't just act haphazardly. Whatever I want to do, I do. I don't give it a thought. When we go to sleep, we thought to sleep on our right-hand side. It's not that I just sleep anyhow, I eat anyhow, I do anything. Everything is done methodically, is done in order, is done with discipline, by giving some thought to what we do. So therefore when a person acts like this, then his behavior will be different to a person who says anything, does anything, moves in any manner. He's giving such thought that even my shoes, when I'm taking it out, now that I'm taking it out, I take my left foot out. When I'm putting it in, I'm putting my right foot. Our pious, our Ustad has Mufti Sahib, his mother passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. But she used to be so particular with the children that if she sees any child wearing that shoes, putting the left foot in first before the right foot, immediately she would correct them that this is not the way you should be doing it. You should be wearing your right foot. So in fact, they would take such level of precaution that the children also, if they saw them wearing the wrong, they would correct them. How often do we teach our children simple etiquette? You're wearing your jacket, start with your right hand side. You're taking it out, left hand side. Kurta, the same. So like that, now let us make it a point that we're hearing about this etiquette in Adam, we give it that level of thought. When the person is giving the smaller things level of thought, then automatically he will give the higher things in Islam a much greater level of thought, a much greater level of importance. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.